All right, everybody. Some people think that PDC is held here at the Microsoft campus this year in Redmond, but it's actually available worldwide. So right now we're behind the scenes at PDC. We're over at Microsoft Studios, where Jason's going to sort of talk us through the process of how he takes this singular event and makes it available globally and in many, many different languages. So what goes on in this room?
Well, this is what I would call our control room, our kind of the hub of activity. So we have basically all the feeds that are coming in from the conference center where all the actual sessions are taking place, those are routed back here. Mm-hmm. And then we in turn take them from here down to Las Vegas, which is where all the encoding's happening. And then once it's encoded, it's pushed to a server, which is where then the CDN picks it up and distributes it to the world.
And how many feeds are you getting at any given time?
Five. Okay. So we have four rooms over in the MSCC and then the Channel 9 feed.
I'm just going to cross over you real quick. Yep. So just talk us through what we're seeing on these rather complicated looking screens.
Yeah, and I guess I should correct myself. There are five, but actually four of them, we have two camera angles. So we have the presenter as well as the demo. So what you're seeing over here, if I just point you over here, you can see room one right there, and you can see the speaker and then obviously his slides or demo. And so we have that for all four of the rooms that are running concurrently. And then lastly, you see channel 9 at the bottom.
Why last? Why is it last?
Not just the order that was put together.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. In no specific order of priority.
Yes. Yep.
Exactly. Okay.
Yep. So this is how we can monitor exactly what's coming out of the room.
Okay.
So, you know, when we're setting up, when we're ready to get everything rolling, we want to make sure that they have a standby slate or at least some sort of introductory slide before we start the encoders. And we've got a call bridge set up with all the parties, all the people in the studio's control room is on there, as well as all of our partners, so we can all be in communication about what's happening. So we just do a quick check before we roll everything up to make sure that everything's all ready to go.
Before you send it down to iStream Planet down in Vegas,
exactly.
Correct? And then they sort of stream it live or encode it out to the world?
They encode it and they push it to a server, and then we have a content distribution network that connects back to that server that basically multiplies it across the world.
Awesome. And now you've got a room full of people working here. What is everyone doing in this room?
Yeah, let me point you back in this corner over here first. So we have Steven and Ezekiel. And they're working on the CMS.
The CMS?
Content Management System.
Okay.
And so basically it's a big database, has entries for all of the sessions that are running during the week. And so essentially if they want to get a session started, they'll bring up that item in the database, and then there's a button in there that says Start Session.
Okay.
And when they push that button, it's going to send a message back to Las Vegas, to iStream Planet, where the encoding's being done, which will make a call into their web service and say, hey, encoder start, and set up all the publishing points on the server. And so that basically spins up the whole process.
Cool. And is this the first time that you guys have done this, or has this been done at previous PDCs?
We've never done anything to this scale at any of the Microsoft events.
Nice.
You know, we've done some streaming at MIX before, but not anywhere near the minute-by-minute coverage, multi-camera angle, simultaneous translation, closed captioning.
Awesome.
All this kind of stuff, yeah. So this is pretty momentous. Yeah.
And now the big thing that I'm interested in is the translation, because you mentioned earlier, I think you said five languages that you're doing this translating in real time?
Yeah, that's right. We're doing, forgive me if I get this wrong, but Chinese, French, Spanish, Japanese, and of course English.
Awesome. And that's closed captioned as well?
No, we do audio simulcast, and we'll show you all the translators, but then we just do closed captioning in English.
Awesome. Well, let's check out that room.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, we have to keep our voices down for this part because we are in the hub of activity. Describe to us what's going on in this room.
Yeah, so in here we have eight translators going. So, you know, for two different rooms, four different languages each. So again, Chinese, French, Spanish, and Japanese. And so they're all watching a monitor live from the room so they know what the speakers talking about, and then they're translating simultaneously into those languages.
So they're not reading from a script. They're just translating live in real time?
No, they're doing it live. Very impressive. I don't think I could do that.
It's very impressive, not only the rate of the speed of their translation, but are these people technical people? How do they know what they're talking about on stage?
I don't know if you noticed on one of their monitors, they had a portal open that obviously gives them some sort of translation that was held a Microsoft. We'd have to go back and look, but some sort of Microsoft language translation, okay. Something. So I think it's a kind of a techno-speak translation engine of some kind. It's the first time I'd seen that as well.
If I were to share some of these sessions with my family, they might not understand it, and it's in English. So to have these people translate, it's just absolutely impressive.
No, I think it takes a unique brain to be able to in and out at the same time, and very impressive in two different languages.
So these are all being streamed live. Are they also being saved somewhere so we can watch on demand later?
You bet. Everything is available on demand immediately. So you can scrub back in time. You can watch it from the beginning. It's always there.
This is awesome. Very impressive. Very impressive work. Thank you so much. And now you can watch PDC and all the sessions in multiple languages real time. This is amazing. Thank you.